It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here in Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, here from the studios of Freedom's the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. This afternoon, a lot of people and activists are out there sanding on a donated RV that we're going to be using it as a Freedom's Phoenix tour bus. Whatever, we're going around and promoting Freedom's Phoenix, our e-zine. We're going to be promoting the website, of course, and we're going to be doing a lot of activism here in the Phoenix area, and that's what I want to talk to you about. Today, the markets are imploding. Europe is going down. The Federal Reserve is buying up, you know, Lord knows how much in Treasury bills. We have the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2-point-something% interest. I'm like, who the heck would borrow for 30 or lend for 30 years to the United States government at getting 2-point-something% interest back when inflation is many times that? You know, the Fed have something to do with buying up, you know, we'll find out sooner or later, I'm sure. Dr. Paul will be up on the stage this evening in the GOP debate, September 22nd, 2011, Thursday. He will be joined for the second time by Gary Johnson. Wow. We have two Republican candidates up there saying, no more drug war, no more war. And the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. So we are making great progress. Exactly what Dr. Paul has been saying was going to happen, and for the reasons he said it was going to happen, who's to blame for it, is happening. As that happens, that makes him, you know, a target of the bad guys. And bad guys, they, them, those. Let me tell you who they, them, those are. There are those that just want to be left alone, and there are those that just won't leave him alone. Which one are you? So I'm a leave-me-alonist. Maybe I'm just leave-me-alone. For years, during the 08 campaign process, no one was more adamant about making sure that Dr. Paul got to be up on that podium and telling people the truth. And I worked very hard to accomplish that very thing in the way that I knew best as a street activist. I understand that by diversifying the effort as wide as possible with as many people as possible, that we have the opportunity to make sure that we demonstrate a shift in culture, that people are able to express themselves and what they want to express. So what they wanted, and was very clear about, is they wanted the message of Dr. Ron Paul, which is an old message and a new message. Humanity has been under the thumb of somebody for a long time, but here in America, we're founded on the concept that, thou shalt leave me alone. The Bill of Rights is kind of like the 10 thou shalt nots of government, but then they're shouting all over the place. So we're going, okay, let's go ahead and try and decide how we're going to peacefully represent our preferences with a love-olution. That's what that was all about. Now, the thing is my concern is, as the Tea Party has been consolidated and brought in to the Republican Party, and it's part of the mainstream, whatever that is, That is, I'm really concerned. Whenever you start bringing it in under some collective or control, that's when you start having problems. It makes it too easy for them to eliminate that collective. So if we keep this thing, the love-olution, totally diverse from the people, grassroots, ground up, whatever you want to call it, then it makes it much more difficult for them to kill the movement by just eliminating one effort or even one person. That is my concern, because of its popularity, because it is successful, because people are listening. That, especially as things start to implode, that is what makes us dangerous to those that have the power to do whatever they want. So what we're going to be doing here in Arizona, in the city of Tempe, where Arizona State University is, the city of Tempe is a small landlocked community that is in amongst the Valley of the Sun here communities. I'm going to go ahead and bring your attention to the screen. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Those on YouTube can see that a map of the Valley of the Sun here, Tempe is right in the middle of it, surrounded by Guadalupe and Chandler and Mesa and Scottsdale and Phoenix. Now, here is where also the airport is. It's where you have the Arizona State University that has a lot of hubs of different transportation in the form of the light rail that they, the taxpayer thing, that's here. And a lot of activity goes there, certainly with the younger generation. So if we were to consolidate all of our considerable skills in this one area, we would definitely get noticed and have an impact. We've done it before. But there's a new method. What we're going to do is we're going to be using the technology of QR codes. Now, there's all kinds of different ways that you can entice people to look at it. You have a slogan like, silly statist, taxes are for slaves. Or, you know, dime a gallon gasoline. Or uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies, or still voting, or whatever. If you're there getting your gas at a fueling pump, and you got your smartphone on, and you're doing nothing else for 3 to 5 minutes, and you see this in the nearby vicinity, what are you going to do? You're going to download it. You're going to click on it. If you're in the public restroom, and you have a small version of it, it's only 3/4 of an inch square, and you got nothing else to do, guess what you're going to be doing? So we're going to demonstrate this technology and the activism, and we have the enthusiastic participants that are going to be promoting a lot of their organizations and groups and so on. Some of them may have to do with Dr. Paul's campaign. Many of them won't. It'll be the manifestation of the culture created around the 08 election cycle, where the people, especially the young people, that have understood just how broke this system is, and they're preparing themselves to survive what's coming. So there's a lot of different organizations that are going to be doing this, but it's all in support of the message of Dr. Paul. But the Lovolution is not limited to electoral politics. We know this, and I am very afraid that if we consolidate around one single project, that people's efforts go into one single project or even an individual, it makes it very easy to eliminate that threat to they, them, those. So, in the middle of October, by that time, we will have been well underway on this project and targeting Tempe and setting an example, a method. We'll have all kinds of templates. We'll have all kinds of data on the effectiveness of it. We'll be ubiquitous in every aspect. Of, you know, how many parking meters can you put? How many bus stops? How many train stations? How many stadiums, sporting events? How many school lockers? See my point? This is going to be by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. But think about it. How much effort did we put in to doing the signs on the overpasses and on the chain link and the freeways and so on? This is going to be easier. It's going to be cheaper. And it's going to send them directly to somewhere we want them to go and download the apps we want them to. So we're going to make an example out of this effort here in Tempe so that we can demonstrate just how powerful and effective any individual at any age across this country can be in their small community, their neighborhood, their area, because we need to bring it back to the people. We put too much effort into one single effort in support of this message. It makes it too dangerous, not only to the message, but to individuals. So in support of Dr. Paul being up there, staying up there, deal peacefully through the process with him or deal with us. With love, never be violent. Always make sure you do this. Anything that you put out, it's on removable vinyl stickers that we're having produced. Then we encourage you to do the same thing so they don't damage anything. So no one's, you know, we went through an entire election cycle last time all over the country, and I don't remember any damage reports. So this is going to be peaceful. It's going to be fun, and I guarantee you it's going to be effective. I don't do anything unless I already know I won before I started. It is to make sure that we can demonstrate how effective we can be in spreading the message with a method that has the ability to reach a lot of people. Now, one of the other reasons we're doing Tempe is because the cable television limits their broadcasting. You can limit the broadcasting by city or a small region or area. So we're going to be using a little bit of television. We're going to be using a lot of creative activism, and you'll get more details on Freedom's Phoenix as this develops. I just wanted to make sure we got this out now because I'm concerned that Dr. Paul's effort is becoming extremely successful in highlighting a lot of the things that is starting to come to pass right now economically around the world. It is dangerous to have so much effort and so much consolidation, so much centralization into one effort or even an individual. We're not afraid. I tell you what, that gives me some pause right there. So in support of the message, in support of Dr. Paul, in support of they have to deal with us if they don't deal with him. That's why we're doing this project, because we got to diversify. And if we don't, we're setting ourselves up. Just take it from an old activist. A lot of us have been around a long time. We know. And definitely, depending on the electoral process, like you think you're going to vote yourself free, means you have not been paying attention. So we'll keep you advised on this as it goes along. Pay attention to Freedom's Phoenix. And just know that there's just another method that's going to be tested. We're going to demonstrate the effectiveness of it. And we invite you to participate in your local area, smaller, your neighborhood, your town of 3,000, 300, 300,000. What if you can get directly to the people and bypass all of the lamestream media, the media that's so last century, and send minds that are yearning to be free directly to wherever you think they're best served, depending on where you put the link to the information? These QR codes are going to be used a lot by a lot of people for a lot of things. And before that gets too saturated, we're going to take advantage of this technology while we can. So that's the plan. We're going to go ahead and let you know exactly what's going on, where, when, how, the effectiveness of it, and help you do your own thing. We're all about helping others do what they want to do. You own it, it becomes yours, and you're enthusiastic about it. So don't complain about whatever the Republican Party or the campaign and the people in and doing, they're not doing it the way you want them to do it or so on. Fine. That ground is covered. The electoral process using running for president, that's covered by Dr. Paul and his campaign. Thank you, Dr. Paul, for taking care of. That's one thing that, that some of us just don't have to worry about. You got it covered. But if you think some other things should be done, if you think we should diversify the effort, you want to promote something you want, here's a method for doing it. We are known for being very effective in making use of these methods. So if you're listening to this on the MP3 podcast or radio, go ahead and try and get over to take a look at the video, and I'll show you just some, the QR code things, but you don't really need to. You'll just go to Freedom's Phoenix and you'll find it on a regular basis, because we're going to be covering this process. And we'll start here in the next, by the end of this weekend, we'll start putting up all the templates. A lot of the ones are being made. We're going to be very open about this. That's how we deal with local governments and law enforcement and the people that said, look, here we come. This is what we're going to do. There's nothing you can do to stop us. And the more you try and stop us, just more coverage we get. So we're going to have some fun with this, and we're going to try and inspire people around the country as effectively, efficiently, cheaply be able to diversify this movement in support of the message so that it's not so consolidated, because I think that's dangerous to the movement, to different organizations, and even individuals. That's my motivation. We'll talk to you later.